Hello.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XPO Logistics. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I had my technician on the back line, and he was calling in to inform that he would need to replace that gas valve for you before the dryer could be installed.
Yes, ma'am, I got the payment ready for you.
Okay. Now, is the information for the card the same as on the order, the same address?
It's the same address, yes.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold and I can just copy and paste that information over for you. Thank you for honing for me. Now, the email address they have on the order is markrvnia@comcast.net. That's still a good email address for you. Okay, we'll send you an email receipt. And what type of car would you like to pay with today?
Well, if you know what, if the email is for the receipt, let me change that email if you don't mind.
Let me go back for you, sir. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
Thank you for honing. What email address do you need your receipt to go to?
It's going to be Jeremy, Jeremy, period, D Maria.
I'm sorry. You're speaking a little too fast for me. Could you repeat that spelling?
Jeremy, period,
Jeremey,
Emy.
period. Yes, sir. Jeremy, period.
So I think Jeremy is Jeremy.
Yes, sir. That's what I have. Jeremey.
I'm sorry, I thought you said Mey. All right, so
No,
it's
sir.
Jeremy, period. Then D Maria, DEM, RIA. And then,
DEMARIA.
yes, ma'am. And then 1@gmail.com.
The number 1@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the email address they'll send that receipt to you for.
Perfect.
Okay, now it's not taking your email address. Wonder why. And that's Jeremy, period, DEMARIA, the number 1@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Keep saying that's an invalid email address.
Check to see, because when you read it back to me, check to see if you have Jeremy spelled Jeremey.
Yes,
It's
sir, I
easy.
do. I'm repeating it back to you
All right.
just like you
Well, it
spelled
should be
it to
valid.
me. It's not coming up as a valid email address. It's just saying error. Let me see if I refresh my screen, if that'll let it go through. Thank you for honing for me, sir. And when I refreshed the screen, it went back all the way over. I had to start all over again. So let me put your name and information back in for you. still loading the information back in for you. Thank you for honing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience, and spell that email address again.
It's JEREMY.
Spell the whole thing out, sir. I'll repeat it to you.
You got it. JEREMY. Period. DE. MARIA 1@gmail.com.
And it's JEREMY period D as in David, EMARIA, the number 1@gmail.com.
That's it.
Thank you. Let me see if it'll take it this time for you. And it's accepted your email address that time for me, sir. What type of card would you be paying with today?
It's a credit card, Visa.
Okay. And go ahead with that card number when you're ready.
4400. 6649 6700 7643.
Thank you, sir. For security purposes, we need you to repeat that card number.
4400 6649 6700 7643.
And what's the expiration date?
08/22.
08/22. Thank you, sir. And let me place you on a brief hold while the system processes that payment for you.
Sounds good.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. And the system processed that payment for you, and you will receive an email confirmation.
Very good.
Well, thank you for using XPL Logistics. You have a good day, sir.
Thank you. You too, ma'am.
Thank you.